I'm Sean Thompson.
I'm Rory Megan.
I'm Ewan Bruce.
And today we're going to be talking about Pacific Rim versus Godzilla. So, Rory, what's your initial thoughts on this, since you did come up with it?
Yes. Okay, here are the pros of Godzilla at the start. Okay. Godzilla. Not exactly the best of movies. Not exactly the worst, but it was an okay movie in general. What was good about it was something that I think Pacific Rim was really missing. And that was a kind of tone that, I don't know how to really describe it to you. But if you actually watch, a lot of monster movies, giant monster movies in particular from the past, have all been kind of depressing and like, there's absolutely no chance. But with Godzilla, you really felt like there was a sort of hopelessness. With Godzilla, it was like, there was literally nothing we can do about this. Like, with Pacific Rim, it was always, oh, well, we've got a big-ass robot. We've got, like, a big army of big-ass robots to use. So, what's the problem? You know, yeah, there's a bit of depression here, but... Exactly, I mean, not to, you know, be bad to Pacific Rim, but, I mean, that was an initial, you know, problem there. I mean, there was no... Never once did I ever think the humans are going to lose. In real life, I figured if, in any situation, if there was Pacific Rim and Godzilla were real, what one would actually be the worst situation? The one where we've got the big-ass robots with the powerful lasers that can blow holes through these things, or the one where we're these tiny little people running around with AK-47s trying to shoot this big-ass lizard that breathes blue radioactive fire, and basically a single footstep can take down a skyscraper. What exactly in that scenario seems like a more threatening thing? And I think that's what Godzilla did really well. If, you know, that being said, the problem was there was too much tone, not enough action. But that means there was too much of the depressing, oh, we're all gonna die, we're all gonna lose, we're gonna die, this is a big thing gonna kill us all. No, it was too much of that. There wasn't enough lighthearted stuff. But another thing that I got really well, Godzilla himself, when you actually saw him, fantastic. He was amazing. He was just this awesome, powerful, really well done monster. And what I liked about it was, like with the film Rise of the Planet of the Apes, there was a lot of character in him. Now, that sounds stupid, but there was a lot of character. You could kind of see a lot of what he was like on his face alone. Like, when they actually close up to him, you could kind of see what was going on. If you actually watched the movie, you could tell there was something going on there. So, I felt that was good about it. Problem was, there wasn't enough Godzilla. And, spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen the movie, there wasn't enough Bryan Cranston. So someone's being a dick somewhere, because they market it as you can see Godzilla, and if you can't see Godzilla, you've got Bryan Cranston. Bryan Cranston dies within the first 15 minutes. That kind of annoys you a lot.
Especially when it's the main character.
Exactly.
Or one of the main characters.
Well, one of the main characters, or at least he filled the trailers when they weren't showing a teaser for Godzilla. Like, even in the trailers, they tease him. They tease him in the movie. Like, just, you see bits of him. That's... Okay, I'm not going to get into the problems here yet. Because that's the problem. With Pacific Rim, it's not easy to get into the problems. But with Godzilla, it is so easy to just turn from saying something good about it to turning it into something bad. Okay, the effects for Godzilla, really good. The monsters that you actually saw, even though I think they showed a bit too much of them, so you kind of got bored of them, they were really good. All the effects, all the details, really good. From what, you know, acting there was, Bryan Cranston, fantastic. Every single scene he was in. Aaron Taylor-Johnson, whenever he was actually doing something interesting, he was good. But the rest of the time, everyone's just kind of wandering around, chasing after these things, where it's mainly just focusing on the humans and you've got the monsters in the background. Be them very good monsters. I felt in general, to describe Godzilla, it's not bad, it's just underwhelming. Now that's my problem. It was a good movie, just not a brilliant movie. It could have been, if they had stopped with the teasing, they'd showed us a lot more of Bryan Cranston, less of the actual main threat monster and more Godzilla, and kind of more personal stuff with Godzilla, actually seeing kind of, you know, seeing the fights, I think that it could have been a really good movie. A really, really good movie, but it was just average, underwhelming. I mean, the size, when these monsters came on, there was a lot of size. Like, you could generally tell there were these things are big. That's something that was missing with Pacific Rim, because almost every time you could see these big monsters, they were in giant robots which are of the equal size. You don't actually get a sense of scale. In Godzilla, every time you saw the monsters, there was always a human in the background or a human there. And in that case, it really did make the monsters feel massive. So that's why I thought it was good about Godzilla. What about you, Ewan?
Well, I like Godzilla, kind of. But I did like the whole idea of the Americans trying to get to kill them with the baits, which they craved so much, was actually going to kill him. So they seemed to be oblivious to the actual power of the nuclear bomb, mm-hmm. which I liked, but they just fed off its radiation. Mm-hmm. I did quite, but just like Rory said, you don't see Godzilla a lot, so everything, every time you see him is like valuable. You can't waste it. You can't go to the toilet because you want to see him. Mm-hmm. It's usually old men that have to go to the toilet, but I've had to do it.
What are you saying? You and women don't go to the toilet?
Well, men's it's a known fact that
get back to Godzilla.
Men's bladders don't hold
But I get back. I do agree. I do agree with you there. Whenever Godzilla does appear, you're treasuring the moment. Whenever he's there,
you can't waste it.
Focus on him. It's like, don't turn away, don't talk to anyone. Focus on this big lizard while you've got him.
Because and he's not there for long. We like to stress that.
Yeah.
And if he is there, sometimes he's in the background. You don't want to see him in the background. The movie is called Godzilla because it's about Godzilla, and it just didn't get that point across for me.
Oh yeah, that's a point. That's actually another con there. Here's something that I felt, I don't know if anyone else felt this way, Godzilla didn't really have much of an impact in the film. It didn't feel like a Godzilla movie. Here's to describe how, if for anyone who hasn't seen the movie and are still listening because they're, you know, tired of spoilers, here's something that was a bit of a problem. It kind of felt like there were these guys, they wanted to make a giant monster movie, they didn't know what to do. They set up that nothing could kill these big monsters. So then at the end of when they were writing it, they figured, okay, how do we get rid of these things? Godzilla. Godzilla just feels like the cheat mode that they play. Like, there's no build-up to him, there's no, like, presence. He has no presence there. And by that I mean, okay, take it to, for anyone who's seen Jaws, which I think is everyone, if you notice, almost everything that happens in the movie is because of either the fear of the shark or what the shark has done. Godzilla has done nothing in the movie. Literally. If it was him that ended up destroying the nuclear power plant in the beginning or was involved, like, fighting one of the Muto monsters, maybe that would have had some of an impact. Because it would have kind of, Godzilla would have kind of gone into our main character's past. It, like, he's part of his life and all that. Godzilla just suddenly appears. There's no build up to him. We just see these big monsters get released, like they escape. Then after they've gone on a quick little rampage, on comes Godzilla. And there was a problem there, because when Godzilla does appear and they build it up, just as soon as you see his face and he roars, it cuts. It cuts away to a little kid playing. No, not playing. He was sleeping. A little kid sleeping. With the fight in the background. And that was, I thought, okay, that just annoyed me, but maybe we can get a little bit of, you know, good stuff afterwards. No, it happens 10 more times after that. It's always, the monsters appear, and then it cuts away. So, that's the problem there. So, Sean.
Are you, like, hogging the microphone?
Yeah.
But me and you are, like, we're about to speak, and then it's like, so Godzilla, da-da-da-da.
We start open our mouths, and Rory keeps talking. It's
so, but, well, Sean, you haven't even seen the movie, so you can't...
Well, I know, but I want to get back to the Pacific Rim part.
I just want one more thing to add to Godzilla, actually.
Oh, no,
but, what I didn't like, because there's two people in it, then what ends up happening is they get these two scientists from Japan, the energy company, I can't quite remember...
I think it was the nuclear power plant.
Where one of these... what's the monster that's not Godzilla called again?
What, the Mutos?
Yeah, the Mutos thing.
What's Godzilla called again?
You know, you know how you get the two things that aren't Godzilla the monsters. The things that are smaller than Godzilla, but still pretty big. Yeah, well, where they came from. And they end up on a US aircraft carrier. Is it an aircraft carrier?
Yeah.
Well, so US warship. And what I really didn't like about them is actually because... this guy from Japan, the guy from the power plant, he was actually almost protecting Godzilla because Americans are like, oh, let's blow him up.
Yeah.
You know, in classic spirit. And he actually got to the stage where he wanted, just let the Americans kill him. Kill them all.
See, when you said, let's blow him up, do you know this sound that, like, the wee thing that goes up and down, up and down? You actually just hot the top of it.
Boom!
Well, he went, you know.
You done it as well.
Boom!
Rip headphone users.
But kind of actually... protecting Godzilla as if he's some sort of, you know, polar bear.
Godzilla's the polar bear.
It was like, oh no, we better not kill Godzilla.
I can just imagine the ads. Please protect Godzilla. He's an endangered species. If you donate £5 per month, we can protect this destructive monster.
We just need to give £5 to the American government so they're not tempted to blow up Godzilla.
No, but like, I think he had a reason for that. He was the only. That was one of the cases there. He was the only one with common sense, because at the end of the day,
if Godzilla hadn't
come along, the middle monsters would have killed them all.
The Japanese person was willing to sacrifice American citizens' lives just so he could keep Godzilla alive. And the American, quite rightly, commander was absolutely no way. My job is to defend America and her interests and its citizens.
That comes into the whole point there. Godzilla has no presence. He never did anything. They shoot at him all the time.
They never kill it.
He never does anything. He doesn't even hurt anyone on that bridge. When they start shooting at him and he comes to the bridge, he doesn't actually hurt anyone.
You can't blame people for shooting at him. I mean,
yeah, I know, but like, he does nothing intentional. He's just hunting these monsters. And I don't know. He never did anything. He's just sort of this big thing wandering around who just so happens to kill a few people because of his size, because they couldn't get out of the way in time. Because he can. Because it's not like with Pacific Rim, where these kaiju are like these big, bad, evil, monstrous things that you just want to kill. Godzilla, I think it was less of a sort of he's an endangered species and more of if you kill him, there is literally...
he's an endangered species. It's illegal to kill him.
I think kind of see him as a bit of... The scientists are so precious of them, and you see that a lot actually in everyday... You know, animal charities. I know they're talking about... You know the new movie Jump Street?
22? Yeah, 21 Jump Street.
22, there's 22 Jump Streets.
Old ones.
Well, you know, there's a scene... Actually, no, it was a Wolf of Wall Street. It was a guy who's in 22 Jump Street. When he had to pretend to eat a goldfish.
Yeah.
He wasn't actually allowed to do that, but when it came to shooting that film, there was 4 people from the Animal Watch of America there to make sure nothing happened to the goldfish. I just think if you're someone like that, you're pathetic, right?
But it's just...
It's a goldfish!
It's a goldfish. It can die. I mean,
it's a
cares?
Fish! I mean, it's not going to remember in 10 minutes, 5 seconds. What the fuck was that?
The bit I don't get, right? You can go fishing and kill whatever the hell you want, but you can't swallow a goldfish.
Yeah. No, but like, I don't know. I think they kind of got Godzilla slightly wrong, because what I've always...
How did you get it wrong, Rory?
Okay, now, if you watch all the other Godzilla movies, it's less of a sort of he's the saviour and more of a kind of like a big lion guarding its prey. It's sort of like... Imagine the other...
Jabba the Hutt.
Kind of like Jabba the Hutt, yeah.
It's fat.
Like all the... It's like... well, yeah, Godzilla fatty.
Godzilla's pretty wrinkly. He's put on to pass.
Yeah, he was defending... He's like Earth's saviour. That is not what Godzilla was. Godzilla was just this dick that doesn't want anything else messing with him. It's like, that's kind of what I got. If you watch other Godzilla movies, he'll just go on a rampage whenever he wants. But then, when some monster comes along, he'll just go and fight the monster. He doesn't give a crap about any of the people if he kills in the process.
On the same Pacific Rim, that's exactly what Knifehead does. He just goes... Pfft. Well, Knifehead doesn't really get to the town, he kind of gets buggered up.
Knifehead, for all those who didn't notice, is the first kaiju that they fight
in
the Pacific.
What happened to Knifehead? I mean, the Jaeger buggered up.
Well, they blew him up.
I know it killed it, right? But it didn't look dead.
Well, it obviously didn't show, it flashed. Yeah, no, so getting now to Pacific Rim, where Sean's not going to give us the
Pacific Rim has been our favourite of these.
Pacific Rim is clearly the better.
There is nothing to fault with Pacific Rim, right? Because at the very start of the movie, right, you're like,
science.
Oh, listen.
No, good.
Listen, see how when they're in the bedroom, this is the only fault I really have. See when they're in the bedroom, right?
And
he goes, wake up, we're getting deployed, right? There's no rush. It's like, nah, it's just a kaiju.
That's because at this point, they've kind of done it many times. Like, that's kind of like, it's kind of like, a guy hunting an alligator or something like that. They've done it so many times and it's been successful. It's just like, why shouldn't we be afraid?
It's almost like the fire brigade on a larger scale.
It's like, Sophia, we've done this before.
Yeah, but the bit is, what if it's an emergency? What if it can...
It's out in the Pacific Ocean. They notice it as soon as it comes out. It's like, it's no rush.
What if there's a big cruise ship gunpowder that kills like 500 people?
Well, it does come across a ship in the movie.
No, a little fishing boat with six people on it.
I mean,
that's nowhere in comparison to like 600.
Okay, well, look at Pacific. Okay, I will always defend Pacific Rim just because it was definitely the more fun movie and the better movie. Okay, I get it. I get where you're coming from, Sean. But if you think about, look at it from their perspective, they've been doing this whole Jaeger thing since they were like, okay. The main character, he's been doing it since he was 17, or at least he's had kaiju around since he was 17. And then it's supposedly like a decade or something like later. They've been dealing with at least a few years of these things being around. So they're just kind of like a regular thing. They've built over the bodies of these things. The bones, they've evolved from with this. It's no longer like with Godzilla where it's just like, oh, it's this big threat. It's like they're past that stage. So why is just another kaiju going to be a problem when you've got a big-ass robot with like a massive cannon?
You have a point. So we've now spent 50 minutes on Godzilla and Pacific Rim. So it's time for Ewan's part of the podcast, because Rory's the geek of movies. I'm the geek of games, or gamers.
Gamers.
I'm a gamer. And then Ewan's the geek of music. Yeah. So tell me, what's new in the music world?
Well, the music industry is certainly dying out. Much like the film industry, piracy has become a big problem for it.
Well, that's actually...
Piracy will always become a big problem.
Piracy, just the thing is, with technology...
There'll always be some friend that doesn't want to pay.
There's all...
Sean's
yeah. Hello, guys, we're back. There was a little abrupt... Disturbness. So anyway...
Disturbance, you dumbass.
But anyway, on to the gaming part of this whole entire thing.
Yes, the gaming part.
So, there's been a few games coming out, but not a great deal.
Watch Dogs.
I mean, yeah, Watch Dogs, Titanfall. I mean, Titanfall's a bit... Oh, no. But still...
Have you got Titanfall?
Yes.
Yeah, we need to play that sometime again. So basically...
This is my section of me. You've hogged the mic the whole time.
What are you saying, Sean? You want to fight me over it?
Not the
fight. Come on, you fucking jack! Oh, you fucking... You smell... Stop smelling shit.
I don't get a stigma here, so what's
actually anyway, on? So, I mean, Mario Kart 8's coming out. That might be quite good, but I thought it'd be a good idea for us to think about games we'd like to see.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So, Rory, what kind of game would you like to see?
Okay, well, speaking of actually games like Pacific Rim, I think... I know there was already like a Pacific Rim game released on Xbox, but it was like it wasn't really much of a good game. It was more just like a sort of like third-person fighter, basically. So, I'm thinking if they did a Pacific Rim that was kind of like a combination between Mass Effect and like, Kinect, because it could work. Imagine... Whenever you're fighting in a Jaeger, you would connect. You go into Kinect. You can like give the commands and blah blah blah. It would be kind of cool. And like for anyone who's played Mass Effect, they know that you can kind of go around, do whatever, convince people and talk to them and convince them to join your crew. So perhaps like if you could go around like a city, like your mission is supposed to protect the city. So perhaps if you're if you went out and you're like walking around and you're free roam kind of city. You could like meet some old pilots who are pretty successful and kind of maybe get them to come back to fight with you and the Jaeger and make kind of even more skilled, more powerful, that kind of stuff.
How would the sinking work? Because it's not as if you can drift with another player.
No, but like maybe it'll just like, it kind of gives you better abilities, like, it makes your hit stronger, it makes like, you get, or it adds...
But who controls it though? It's not as if you can both punch, otherwise you'd be flailing around.
No, that could be Kinect though, like left punch, right punch.
I know, but it's not like if one's controlling the other half, it's not. Is it then? What if
No. You control. Punch? It's like you'd be controlling it, obviously, because you're in gameplay mode. But like, having that second guy there would kind of like increase your ability. But
what would he do? Would he just like?
No. By him being there, it would like because of his skill level or whatever. I don't really know the details. It would make your like ability more powerful. You could either. Have a new weapon, or you'd be more powerful. Your armor's better. Just skill wise. For multiplayer though, like if you wanted to have a multiplayer, you could do it like 2-on-2, should I say. So it's like you've got two players on one side, and then you've got another two on the other side. One's like in a Jaeger, and then one's in a Kaiju, or you can be both Jaegers. And it's like one player controls like one side of the Jaeger, and the other player controls the other half. And it can kind of like be sort of cooperative styled multiplayer.
Fair
so it's like it kind of works like you have to like you speak in something, you use that, and you use that, and you do that, and then we'll do this. And you can kind of work together and kind of think of your tactics, and kind of it's not just like Call of Duty. No offense to anyone who plays Call of Duty, but like you're not just going around shooting everyone, you know, and all, you know, killing people who are barely play it, like me. Screw you guys anyway, whoever does that to me. But anyway, it would kind of work for like cooperative stuff. I mean, it's kind of like Titanfall. Imagine Titanfall, but on a much bigger scale, and with someone else helping controlling the Titan with you, and someone else is in a another Jaeger or a Kaiju, whatever, and it can kind of it's a cooperative style kind of game, and I think that would work. Also, a Godzilla game could kind of work if you think about it.
Well, no, because then it's just one big Godzilla.
No. Like, I don't know if this would work, but I personally wouldn't mind if it was like, okay, so you know how Battlefield, you know
Minecraft.
There was already a Minecraft. There's a Minecraft movie coming out. That's something.
Holy shit.
They're making a Minecraft movie, I know.
I need to change my pants.
Oh, God. So. He's dead. So, basically, look at all this. You've all played Battlefield 4, haven't you? You know the whole details behind it. What if there was like a sort of shut the fuck up? What if there was like
bit of spikes there?
What if there was like a he just got so surprised. What if there was a game? You've all played like Battlefield and all that. So, you know how it's like you're in this big kind of open world style map. And basically, you can kind of go into all these different weapons, you can get all these weapons, all these different vehicles, kind of stuff. So what if you got put in a big open world city, and you've got kind of this big Godzilla thing running around, like, just kind of, it's like programmed to kind of just go wherever, and maybe there could be other monsters, and you could be part of a squad that kind of goes in, deals with Godzilla. And basically, like that, you can like, maybe there'll be like cars and vehicles lying all around, like you can just go in them. Or like with Battlefield 4's recent multiplayer map, you can go into buildings, and then like maybe one of the monsters can like bash into the buildings when they're fighting. And basically, you can have to like skydive out of the building before it collapses or something like that. Just like kind of like a Battlefield 4 open world with Godzilla and another monster running around. And the multiplayer could be kind of like that, but it's like two different teams, and then Godzilla's just kind of wandering around or something like that. I don't know the whole details, but I would like to play that kind of game. What do you think, Sean?
I mean, it would work, I just don't get how you would, like, you can't exactly drift with a player online, to be fairly honest.
It could be Kinect.
I know, but say, right, me and you are playing this game, right? We're in our own Kaiju, and I want to punch, and you want to punch. What if we punch at the same time, then we just be
Then you just both punch. Like, it's not just like you'll
go... You
control a leg each, that's why it would be Kinect. You control a leg each, so you, it's only if one...
What if you're walking and we both put our left foot forward, and the Kaiju would just...
No, you won't. One controls the left foot, one controls the right
foot. That's chaos, because what if
one... I think it'd be better if someone controlled when it... like steers it and other person like shoots it and like uses its fists.
Maybe, but it would. I'm speaking off the top of my head just because it would match Pacific Rim, because the whole purpose of Pacific Rim is the fact that it's two pilots working together to beat the enemy. So having it just be you control one bit, like one aspect of it, kind of defeats the whole purpose of it. The whole purpose of Pacific Rim in the movie is teamwork. That is the purpose. Don't give me that face. It's teamwork. So having that not in the game kind of defeats. No, Sean. No, put that away.
That sounds so wrong.
Yeah, put it away.
Hands down.
There could be children listening to this. There could be children listening to this.
No, not in your pocket, see you then.
No, that's not right. Ha! Yeah, put it away.
Come on, Sean.
Well, I'll do that again.
It's not that big, green.
For those who are unaware of what just happened, I smacked him in the balls. I didn't even know he had any, but okay. Expose your pain, Sean. Don't go away. So, having that would kind of defeat the purpose of having there being a Pacific Rim game. Not again! Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm protecting it.
So, it kind of defeats the purpose of the game not being that. That's what I felt was wrong about the Pacific Rim. Other game. Fair enough. That kind of
For those who don't know, I bitch slammed him.
I'll get him back later on.
So, anyway, I mean. That's just gonna crack on, because basically they're just going over the same points, I don't mean that in a bad way. But, I mean, next Friday we'll probably be doing this again. It doesn't matter if we don't get any views, we'll probably just do it.
Yeah, but more interesting.
For
anyway.
A lot of
this is, remember, this will be more professional than this. This is just kind of like starting off, kind of getting the tone wise. Next week, we'll have.
Different topics.
Different topics, like top 10 games coming out, information like that kind of stuff. I'm Rory Meakin.
I'm Sean Thompson.
I'm Ian Bruce.
Thanks for watching. Bye.
Bye-bye.